The Dreamer. Tabaldak Maheo, the Great Manito, became tired of the endless silence at the beginning. The Great Manito, Creator, was tired of the terrible darkness at the beginning of time. He wished to fill endless space with light and the joyful movement of life. Out of his great hands flew the sparks of the creation fire, filling endless space with light. He bid Mikchich, the great turtle, to emerge from the water and become land. With his strong hands, he molded a creation world with mountains and valleys. He put the waters all where they should be and set white clouds sailing in the deep blue sky. Then the great Manito looked at all this and laughed. He looked at this and said to himself, "Ha, this is good. This is the creation world I want. Everything is ready now. I will fill this place with the happy movement of life." Tabaldak Maheo, the great Manito, thought about what kind of life he would make. He carefully considered how he would make a perfect web of life with each creature just so and in a perfect place. Each should have a perfect way of life, and all would be happy in this creation world. Long into that last night before creation, the great Manito thought out a perfect plan. He was sure at last that there was no flaw, no imperfection. Long into that night, he thought until he became exhausted and went to sleep. Soundly did he sleep, and his sleep was filled with dreams, strange dreams he had. The great Manito dreamed of a strange creation world filled with strange beings, not at all what he had planned. They walked on four legs, some on two. Some creatures crawled, some flew with wings. Some of these swam with fins. There were plants spreading out, covering the ground everywhere. Insects buzzed, geese honked, and moose bellowed. Men sang and called to each other in this strange dream. It was a world with no design at all, no order. This was a bad dream indeed. No world of creation could be this imperfect, this mad. And then Tabaldak Maheo, the great Manito, awakened, and the first thing he saw was a porcupine nibbling on a twig. And to his dismay, he realized the world of his terrible dream had become creation indeed. At the early dawn of creation, at the first instant of the creation of humankind, a pact was made. This condition of existence would haunt humankind for a million years and more, especially in the darkest hours of the night, or in the absolute stillness at the back of the cave. For we humans are not only mortal, but we have knowledge of our mortality. It is an agreement we must know, a meeting in time and space for every soul. In a proverb of the hunter, it says this: "We men, born to die, must live so the world of men and the world of animals can be one world." We men, born to live, must die so the world of men and the world of spirits can become one. And so it is that our mortality is recognized in the endless creation we perceive and in the dreams we dream in those terrible dark hours of the night.